But first, live from the backwoods of New Hampshire, the guy who tells us what to do in the urban areas of Greater Boston every week. That'd be Carl from New Hampshire. Good morning, Carl.
Here I am, live from the backwoods. Hold on a minute. I'm getting just getting a laugh of some survival stuff to get in.
But that is, I mean, that is where you live, isn't it?
We're getting an inch of snow tomorrow. I just want to be ready.
Oh, okay. That's good.
But we're getting 3 to 6 here, which is really horrible. Okay, Carl, what do you got for us this week?
David Spade at the Wilbur Theater.
No.
Yeah.
No.
7:30 p.m.
I like him.
He's a pretty famous guy.
Famous guy.
And?
Former SNL star.
And?
Notorious skirt chaser. Yeah, listen to this.
Yeah.
At Jordan Hall tomorrow night, violinist Ning Feng and Sa Chen.
Who?
Ning Feng and Sa Chen. They sometimes bill themselves as Feng and Chen.
Yeah. This is really going down a path.
I've not heard of them, but I'm sure they're fantastic. And what do they do? I mean, the conservatory.
What do they do?
They're violinists, and it's part of the question, how come you never hear of any virtuosos called Billy Joe McAllister?
No, it's true. That's a very good point.
I know. What else is
Carl,
there?
Are you calling us? Excuse me, Carl. Are you calling us from like some, speaking of some survivalist
like in the bunker.
Cage somewhere? Where are you calling us from?
Why, is that better?
Yes.
Oh, that is my, thank you. I'm sorry to bother you when you're on the air here.
I was just getting out of the shower. That's okay.
Okay.
Now, what is next? Because the first two are excellent.
Yeah, they were. Green Eyes at the Ames Hotel. This is a brief one-act play by Tennessee Williams, brought to life by an arresting performance by Aaron Markey. And I wrote that copy, by the way.
You did
Beautiful.
Not.
Yeah, I did.
Now, what's the play about?
He plays a newlywed who engages in erotic and psychological combat with her husband. Just be glad the combat plot still includes the erotic part.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we do know.
Wow. That sounds pretty sexy.
I never heard of this play. Did you ever hear this play?
No, but I think I'm going to go see it. Erotic combat between the newlyweds?
Green
Ooh, Jim,
Eyes.
That could be good.
That's at the Green Ames. Eyes. Where's the Ames Hotel?
Why does it smell like
Where's
a skunk in
hotel?
Here?
It smells like a skunk.
It smells like a skunk in here, Jim.
Actually, it's me.
I have a
new cologne.
It does.
It does smell.
That could go through the phone. That's odd.
Now, okay, go ahead. What else do you have here?
Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Mass, Big Night 2.0 at the House of Blues tomorrow night. This is the big annual fundraiser for Big Brothers, Big Sisters, one of the nation's oldest mentoring programs.
It's a great organization.
It is a great organization.
Yeah. Who's performing?
Well, listen to this. It says, only one place to see the Counting Crows up close and personal.
Wow.
Does that mean the Counting Crows are playing at the House of Blues?
Well, I would assume the answer is yes.
Wow.
No?
Boy, they get the big headliners.
That's pretty huge. I love the Counting Crows.
But by the way, why would you ask us since you're doing the weekend preview? I mean...
Well, because I'm from the backwoods of New Hampshire. I mean, although I do the preview...
Yeah.
It doesn't really mean I know anything.
Yeah, I do.
They wouldn't tell him when he called the House of Blues, Jim, because he was calling from the backwoods.
No, I'm serious. You have a phone, sort of. You call us. Like, when did you figure out they were at the House of Blues tomorrow?
I did my research a day or two ago.
Okay, and did you think of calling the House of Blues and asking them or no?
Look, I'm a busy guy. You know, it's not like my whole week revolves around.
Can I tell you something? You don't have to milk cows 24 hours a day. You do the milking, and then you make the phone calls.
I know you wish my whole week revolved around this.
All right,
let's
do
this, because this is really my favorite thing here. At the Franklin Park Zoo tonight, 6 to 8:30, a courtship lecture, Sex at the Zoo.
Wow.
All right, now listen to this. Now, this coffee is verbatim. Bring a date or come to find one while taking a voyeuristic peek into the private lives of animals. Really?
Oh, my God.
You want to find a date? This is the story you want to tell your grandchildren. Yeah, I remember the night I met your mother. I was standing at the zoo watching a couple of wolverines getting on. And she dropped the tissue, or maybe I dropped the
tissue. No, I didn't think that's where you were going. I thought you were going to do like you do up in New Hampshire, say, hey, let's go out to the barn and find somebody to take out.
Yeah, this is going to be one of the favorite nights for the animals every year, I'm sure, huh?
Sex at the zoo. Does that mean people go and watch the animals have sex at the
That's
zoo?
That's exactly what it says. It says take a voyeuristic peek into the private lives of animals.
Oh!
What do you mean? Oh, this is great.
It is?
It is great.
You want to take the kids out to watch some zebras?
Marjorie would call me and say, oh, you're missing the cutest little thing. Peanut is humping his favorite little doll. Is that, do you not say that?
His favorite doll. That's right,
he's Jim. A love bear.
He's a love bear. I mean, but he does it like, what?
I think it was a Sopranos episode with Seth at the zoo, wasn't it? Didn't Tony put the make on Ralphie's girlfriend at the zoo?
I don't know.
By the way, that is actually a great thing. Courtship lecture, sex at the zoo, tonight, yeah, 6 to 8:30.
Is that why?
Is unbelievable.
It smells like a skunk in here?
No, it does smell
zoo?
Like a skunk in here.
It probably does now.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, in fairness to the animals,
yeah.
I think we should have one night a year sex in the neighborhood. You know, where we let the animals just come around and take a peek at us.
Do you know what Marjorie does? And this is true. She's the middle of the year. What do you do when you're walking your dog at night, Marjorie? Why, other than the fact that you like walking your dog, what do you do when you walk your dog?
I look in my neighbor's windows.
Right. And don't you specifically go to houses where you know the shades are likely to be up?
Absolutely.
And the windows are big?
I love to spy on my neighbors. And you have an excuse because you're out there walking the dog. And if you're looking in, you're peering in, you can say, well, you're just here with the dog. You know what I mean? It's fun to look at what they're doing in there, how they decorate their house.
You know, if you posted a YouTube video of Peanut humping that love bear, because Peanut humps the log like sometimes for 10 minutes straight, right?
The love bear is the same size as he is.
And he tosses him around and
tosses him around, shakes him with his head, and then they get it on.
They do. It's like humbling.
Every week, Marjorie tells me something unsettling because, you know, now I'm never going to look at people who walk their dogs in the neighborhood
the same way. That's one of the reasons people get dogs, is so that they can spy on their neighbors. Exactly.
Or watch them humping the love bear. Now, Carl, on a semi-serious but also comedic note, we usually ask you what you're doing, where you're performing, if you are. We are actually performing with you in a couple of weeks. Tell people what they could do and what the cause is.
Yeah, and very generous of you guys.
It is.
People should know that Jim and Marjorie are actually coming up to New Hampshire. Jim is coming to New Hampshire.
He is.
Outside of primary season, which is an event in and of itself.
Yeah,
it's a comedy night with you guys are coming up for guest appearance. The great Frank Santarelli from The Sopranos, Bob Seibel, another great Boston headliner, and myself doing a comedy night Saturday, February 25th, to support the Kim Cates Fund. That's the scholarship fund set up by David Cates, husband of Kim. We all remember that horrific thing in Mount Vernon. And
By the way, the Cates family are neighbors of Carl's, and we don't want to go into it, but Kim Cates was just brutally murdered, and the kid, and it was a horrible thing. And there's a website, by the way, Kim, K-I-M, Cates with a C, kimcatesfund.org. You can find out. We really hope, not only for a good cause, but we'd love to see you. You can journey on up to Milford and join Carl and Frank Santarelli and Marjorie and me for a really good cause and a night of comedy.
It should be a really fun night, so we're looking forward to it. kimcatesfund.org if you want to get your tickets early, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you guys up here for that.
We will, too. A couple of Saturdays from tomorrow. Carl from New Hampshire, thanks so much. Good to talk to you. Talk to you next Friday.